That's Lillian Taze, president of the California Faculty Association. She was speaking at a rally earlier today in Long Beach outside the office of the chancellor of the Cal State system. Roughly 200 people attended the event, mostly students, professors, and members of unions that work extensively on the Cal State campuses. The chancellor and trustees are meeting today and tomorrow, and the highest profile issue is the potential enrollment cap. Teresa Reese of the chancellor's office explains why it might be necessary.
We are funded the majority by the state. Our general funding supplies most of our budget to fund these students. And so although there are some students who pay their own tuition all the way, most of our students are funded by the state. And without that funding, we simply cannot take in any more students.
Students say they are already seeing the effects of the budget crunch. Bailey Smith is in the audio recording program at Cal State Dominguez Hills.
I'm a junior in the program, and we're seeing that compared to the seniors in the program, the people a year ahead of us, we're getting roughly one quarter to one eighth of the studio time, the time hands-on with our lab equipment that they had, and we're going to have to start paying higher fees for this lower quality education.
Miranda Glasper, a communications major at Cal State Northridge, says the situation has her worried.
They're cutting professors, they're cutting classes. Next thing you know, students are going to be dropping out, not being able to come back. So I don't want to get to that point where I can't come back.
Mia Williams, a health administration major at Northridge, says she comes from a low-income family and is concerned about the prospect of cuts to financial aid.
You holding out any hope, knowing how bad the situation is with the state?
I don't even know what to think. I don't even want to think about it right now. It's just overwhelming.
No announcement about the potential enrollment cap is expected until Thursday. Ed Cohen, Annenberg Radio News.